Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom. I'm Joseph Leahy. Federal prosecutors in Illinois are seeking a multi-million dollar judgment from convicted former House Speaker Michael Madigan. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has the latest.
Madigan's February conviction on multiple counts of bribery, wire fraud, and conspiracy carries a potentially expensive price tag. On Friday, the U.S. Attorney's Office filed paperwork in Madigan's case, seeking $3.1 million in financial penalties from him. That's the combined total Commonwealth Edison spent in a nearly decade-long bribery scheme in which the utility hired ghost Madigan subcontractors and a Madigan-backed firm to do legal work for the company. And a forfeiture trial will be held in federal court on June 9th to settle how much Madigan must pay. Then, on June 13th, the former speaker will learn how long he may spend in federal prison. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has proposed a 31% funding cut in a program that pays farmers to plant cover crops to reduce soil erosion and runoff. Capital News Illinois reports the incentive program would lose about $300,000 under Pritzker's proposed state budget, and a bill to increase funding missed Friday's committee deadline in the state legislature. 6 years ago, Illinois became the second state in the nation to offer subsidies to farmers for planting cover crops. That was in an effort to reverse its status as one of the leading states for farm fertilizer runoff and one of the top contributors to the Gulf of Mexico's dead zone. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker is wrapping up a four-day trade mission to Mexico. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has details.
The trip comes after the Trump administration announced a 25% tariff on imported cars and automotive parts. Mexico is the largest exporter of vehicles and parts to the U.S. In a statement, the governor's office said the trip will, quote, focus on the importance of deepening economic ties and fostering greater cooperation between the state of Illinois and Mexico. Beverages and tobacco, transportation equipment, and computer and electronic products are among the top goods Illinois imports from Mexico. Pritzker will be joined by a 70-member delegation, which includes several state lawmakers and economic development officials. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Republican-led Congressional Committee on the Chinese Communist Party has sent a warning letter to the University of Illinois, as well as five other schools. The committee claims the Chinese international students in STEM fields are a national security threat by giving a foreign country unrestricted access to research in the U.S. One of U of I Chinese students who requested anonymity to out of fear that her visa could be revoked said that she thinks it's odd to say that Chinese students themselves pose a risk.
We are not seen as autonomous individuals who have our own feelings and our own stories, you know. We are seen more used as a part of the game here, I feel.
The FBI has warned that China's talent recruitment plans do sometimes pressure those in STEM fields to share proprietary information. And road construction kicks off today in downtown Davenport to convert a few one-way streets into two-way thoroughfares. The $14 million project approved by the Davenport City Council in 2023 will reconfigure 3rd and 4th streets between Harrison and East River Drive. The first phase of the plan begins today with resurfacing 3rd Street between Telegraph and Harrison. Travel will be reduced to one lane in the active work zone, and drivers should expect delays or consider alternate routes during construction. Road work to resurface 4th Street may begin as early as this fall and is anticipated to be complete by the fall of 2026. This is WVIK News.